Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fine.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. Got a brand spanking new video up there. Mobile Prime Time. Are you ready for Mobile Prime Time? Go watch that video. I think you'll get something out of it. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll see you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You'll have everything that we do here for the upcoming week. You'll get it before anybody in the newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask that question every week. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's all over our website. She's given us so much great information and news over the years, and we appreciate her very much. Our top small business tax expert, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2011 and 12. Both of those, I'm sure, are probably on the show. If you're doing your tax filing or your tax planning, Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the last segment, we were talking about some of the upcoming deadlines, and you mentioned that this is the first deadline, the 17th, when we file our tax return for 11 or an extension. It's also the day we need our tax estimate for 2012, and you were saying that that might be a challenge for some folks.
Well, absolutely. If you want to get as close as possible so that you don't overpay or underpay, it's going to be a challenge because we don't know what the tax rules are. We don't know all of the tax rules. We know what the tax rates are going to be, but we don't know, for example, what the AMT exemption amount is going to be. We don't know if we have the research credit and a whole slew
Why do we not know? Why have these things not been made clear?
Because shirked its duty, in my opinion. There's no excuse.
When should they have done this?
Have done this before the expiration of all these breaks at the end of 2011. They knew it was coming. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah.
And yet nothing got done. There wasn't even any proposal.
And so without any sense of shame, they still draw their paycheck.
Exactly. And this is not something this has happened before.
Yeah.
Where we've had to wait for Congress to do something and then it's become retroactive. But that's not the way that businesses operate. Businesses need to make budgets and plans.
Right.
Is this associated
in any way with the budget process?
I would think so. What budget process?
Well, that's exactly right. But I mean, why would they not do these? Is it gridlock? Is it politics
incompetence? Figuring out, these provisions are not controversial. Both sides of the aisle want them, and year after year continue to extend them. The problem is figuring out how to pay for them. It costs money, and they have to figure it out.
So consequently,
and that's why we have these very short extensions, year, sometimes two.
But they haven't done these.
No, they haven't.
Should we assume that they're not going to and that the thing has relapsed?
Well, Representative Bonner has said we'll probably get to it before the election.
You're talking about Speaker Boehner?
The election is in November. The year will be, 10-12 finished by then.
But by that time, we've already maybe... All right, so what if I calculate my estimated taxes and I don't... I don't do everything perfectly, and I mean, am I going to get penalized for that, even though I don't know really what the rules are?
Well, there actually are some safe harbors that you can rely on, and one is if you pay what you paid in 2012, what your taxes are in 2011, then even if you would owe an awful lot more, there's no penalty.
Okay.
So just
go back and write and do the same thing you did last year. What if it's less? What if your 2012 is not looking as good as 2011?
Well, that's the problem. If you want to ensure that you're not going to have penalties, then you have to rely on the prior year safe harbor. But you know what? You get four estimated tax payment options, so you can refigure each time.
Yeah.
So as you're going along, you look at things are going, you can make changes in your
But you know, Barbara, you know this very well, folks, and if you're a small business owner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Every red cent in a small business is precious capital. And every nickel we don't have to send the government that we shouldn't have, that we overpay because of what Barbara's talking about, every nickel we overpay is a nickel that we can't invest in our business, make payroll, struggle to get by, whatever it may take, whatever's going on. It's a nickel we can't use. And that's not contributing to growing the economy, Barbara.
That's precisely
right. It's contributing to stalling the economy.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
I don't know. When are small business owners going to decide to become single-issue voters for their small business, Barbara, and elect people who won't do this kind of stuff, who actually have made a payroll, who actually have experienced what you and I are talking about right now, and when they get to Washington, we'll try to stop that. When is that going to happen?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. So here's the opportunity this year. Perhaps we'll have a presidential candidate who's actually run a business.
Do you join me, though, Barbara, in telling small business owners, asking them, be a single-issue voter this year for your small business?
I think it's now or never.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just going to get worse if we don't make it get better.
BarbaraWeltman.com, right?
Absolutely.
BarbaraWeltman.com. All her stuff there, folks, including her radio show. And right there at BarbaraWeltman.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.